crunch time. Today is looming as the D-Day for Clive Palmer's corporate empire as the billionaire, millionaire, depending on who you believe, MP, failed in an urgent bid for a $66 million lifeline from his Chinese business partners. The ruling in the West Australian Supreme Court could force the closure of Clive Palmer's Queensland nickel with the loss of up to 800 jobs in Townsville, which means we want to turn to Cowboy Stockham, who's the local union official from the Australia's Workers Union, the Australian Workers Union, the AWU. He's speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Cowboy Stockham, good morning.
Good morning, Alison. Good morning to your listeners.
Cowboy, Queensland Nickel employs more than 770 workers. How worried are you today about their jobs?
Very concerned, and have been for quite some time now. It's pretty sad at this time of the year. It's pretty sad at any time of the year when we're looking down the barrel of potentially administrators or plant closure. And I certainly hope obviously we're hoping that the it'll be business as usual and the plant will keep soldiering on. But if that's not to be the case, I guess administrators is the second best option with the keeping the place open.
Well, administration is being openly talked about. The company is Townsville's biggest employer. It injects something like $1 billion plus into the local economy each year. What would be the flow-on effects for Townsville if the company is placed into administration?
Look, if it's placed into administration, it means that it will keep, it'll actually keep working, and that is a good thing. That is a good thing. Potential buyers, investors, whatever. It's the plant closure that's really concerning us, and obviously for the.
Sorry. Yeah, and Cowboy, do you think that that's a distinct possibility? The refinery closing down.
I'm not going to speculate on that. My hopes and wishes are that the place stays open and it's viable, and that those people maintain their employment. But in the worst case scenario, obviously the AWU's position is that we'll be out there to try and ensure that all entitlements, accrued entitlements, are paid out in full should the plant unfortunately close.
But how has it come to this? The refinery has been there for more than 40 years. Clive Palmer bought it from BHP in 2009. Now the refinery is on the brink of collapse. What's happened?
Oh, look, it depends who you speak to. The commodity prices aren't that good. And there's a downturn in commodity prices all over the place. And I guess it comes down to viability based on profitability. I think, that'd be the bottom line. And I'm sure that Mr. Palmer would say the same.
And is that why five Australian banks are refusing to lend money to Clive Palmer?
I can't speak on behalf of the financial dealings that Mr. Palmer or his constituents have had with any banks. I haven't been involved in that, Alison.
No. Okay. Now, what Clive Palmer does with his own money is indeed his own business. But do you think Queensland Nickel would be in better shape today if he hadn't splurged on follies such as robotic dinosaurs, Titanic 2, and indeed bankrolling his own political party?
I guess, again, and you said it, Mr. Palmer, it's Mr. Palmer's money. Mr. Palmer will do with it with what he wishes. And certainly it's not up to me to comment on what he does or what he doesn't do with his money. I think it comes down to commodity viability and profitability of the plant at the end of the day. I think that it's a business decision that they make. I'm certainly not in a position to be commenting about Mr. Palmer's personal spending.
Is it correct that back in 2010, he splurged out on some of his employees, giving them Christmas bonuses along the lines of overseas holidays and expensive cars?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. That might not have helped the company bottom line?
Oh, at the time, I think it might have come out of Mr. Palmer's pocket. I'm not sure if it came out of QN coffers or Mr. Palmer's pocket, but certainly they were happy at the time when they got them.
I'm sure they were. Now, Clive Palmer has missed out on this emergency funding from his Chinese business partners to try and keep the refinery afloat. What could possibly emerge today to save all of these jobs? Are you expecting anything from the Queensland government? Keeping in mind, Clive Palmer has said that he would never accept a government loan.
Yeah, look, I don't know what is going to happen. I have not had any discussion with senior management in the last week, but I do have a meeting scheduled for this morning with them, and I will be a lot wiser man after we're coming out of that meeting.
And you will be pushing for this undertaking that all entitlements be honoured if indeed the worst comes to pass. Have you been given any guarantees so far?
I haven't been given any guarantees, but I've actually emailed senior management and last Friday and told them that that is the AWU's position, that entitlements, should the worst-case scenario evolve, which we hope it doesn't. You know, I've actually put that in writing to them, and I'll be reiterating that in person today.
And if the worst does come to pass and we do see the worst-case scenario, where will 776 workers of Queensland Nickel find jobs in Townsville?
It'll be an economic disaster for not only Townsville but North Queensland. The employment opportunities up here are very, very dire, to say the least. It will be devastating for the economy. It'll be devastating for the people who are directly infected, affected, and the knock-on effect of that too. You know, like, I mean, you know, dad loses his job, mum leaves her job, they have to move on to go and get jobs elsewhere, kids get taken out of school, you know, student numbers fall, you know, teacher numbers therefore fall. It just has a terrible effect. It has a terrible effect on the economy. And again, you know, it's got to be, you know, we're being told the mental anguish, you know, for the people that are actually working there. You know, it's really taking its toll on people. They don't know from day to day. They don't know if they're going to go to work today and be told that they haven't got a job at the end of the week. They don't know if they're going to go to work today and be told that they're going to have a new boss tomorrow in the form of administrators. It's very uncertain times, and people, it's very hard for people to make rational decisions. And, you know, people's psychological, you know, health needs to be taken into account during all these things.
And let's hope that that certainty arrives very soon and it's good news. Cowboy Stockham, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you for yours. Have a nice day. Bye.
That's Rod Cowboy Stockham, Northern District Secretary of the AWU in Queensland, speaking with Ellie Carabine.